Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
We still focused on the domestic property environment, so that means our primary residences, places where we go home, our source of shelter, where we put our heads down to sleep. So it's quite interesting to actually move from the conversations about inequality in South Africa and then speaking about individuals who have been lucky enough, I guess, to earn an income to empower them to actually purchase their primary property. And this is where we shift to today, by actually taking a look at the steps that one can take for an early bond cancellation. For that, we joined on the line by Shahida Hussein, who's a property lawyer at Gwina Attorneys, to help us understand the dynamics that are involved with an early bond cancellation, what it means, what it entails, and when to actually participate in it. And thereafter, we'll also shift into a conversation where we peel back at the buying trends within the property space. Word on the street is that more millennials have been purchasing property in South Africa. So we'll find out why, how, and just exactly what's keeping this momentum going. But we want to hear your thoughts. If you are someone who's either purchasing property, looking to recalculate your bond perhaps, or just some pertinent questions you might have, do feel free to dial in 086-000-959. Shahida, thank you so much for your time this evening and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Google, and good evening to your listeners.
Indeed. I'm glad that we're talking to you about residential property. Retail property is a whole other environment that we're witnessing at the moment in South Africa. But let's firstly start off with residential property for potential first-time home buyers and the options that they might have in terms of a bond cancellation. Help us understand that concept. What is it and what does it mean?
Okay. Usually when you have an early bond cancellation, it means that in your loan agreement, you probably had a bond payment that was required for to part 20 years. And you decide, no, you have the money, you want to cancel the bond earlier. That's called an early bond cancellation. Now, this early bond cancellation, in different scenarios, basically you could be selling your property and you want to cancel your bond. Or secondly, a bond can be paid up because you've got the money, as I said. Then you can even switch banks because maybe you're getting a better interest rate at another bank. And then you have to cancel this bond and register another bond with another bank. These are some of the scenarios in which you will have an early bond cancellation.
Mm. Sounds like quite a few processes, and I guess selling is self-explanatory if someone is moving from one property to another or just looking to let go of the asset. Paid up is also another viable option where individuals might have been very disciplined in terms of paying off their debt. And switching banks, I think, is the interesting one because a lot of the time as South Africans, we're very loyal to the financial institutions that serve us, right? What would be the thought process or considerations that need to be taken into account before one goes the switching of banks option, which will result in an early bond cancellation?
Usually switching of banks is because you're getting a better interest rate at another bank, and perhaps the cost, the bank's fees are better at another bank, and that is usually the reason someone would want to switch banks.
Okay, so it's the switching of banks that might have an impact there. I'm keen to understand, though, that when this does take place, there's a number of considerations to be mindful of, and maybe let's focus on the paid-up example first as we then transition into the others. For many people, you might feel as though, okay, I've paid up my bond, I've got sufficient payments that I've done, and they would perhaps believe or fall into the trap that they don't need to follow up with certain processes. But what steps then are required for one to make sure that they adequately make sure that they wrap up that bond or close the account, essentially, with the bank?
The first thing that a person needs to do when they want to cancel their bond is give notice of intention of cancellation to the banker. So this is done usually by a fax or by email, or a person can actually go into the bank and tell the bank, I have intention to cancel my bond, right? Mm-hmm. And what the bank will say, that's fine, you can cancel the bond, but we want 90 days notice. That means the bond cannot be cancelled at the deeds office before 90 days. If it is cancelled before 90 days, then you will be paying a penalty for the early cancellation. And this cancellation fee is approximately, the interest that is calculated for 90 days. That's the penalty interest that you will be paying. So if you register this cancellation at the deeds office after the 90 days, then the penalty will be waived.
So how does one need to manage that? Because it might seem overwhelming, right? 90 days sounds like a long time, but we know that 3 months flies by very quickly. So I guess how should one then monitor it depending on the date of which they make the settlement payment on their bond versus the notification to the bank?
Okay. As soon as the bond is paid, you can advise the bank even before that. You know, I expect a registration within the next 2 or 3 months. You can speak to your conveyancer who is attending to the cancellation of the bond as well. If you are selling property, you can even start giving the bank notice before the property is on the market itself. And let's say this 90-day period does elapse. Your conveyancing attorney will advise the bank as well that, you know what, they are still busy with this transfer. It is still going through. Please note that this cancellation is in process. Mm. So I think the earlier you give your notification to the bank, the better it is for you.
Earlier.
And furthermore, yes, and what our clients are sometimes by error is they think that giving this notice of cancellation to the bank is actually a cancellation of the bond. This is not so. There is a process involved after this intention of selling or cancelling a bond is required. For what the bank will then do, it will appoint an attorney and give and advise those attorneys, yes, you know what, there's zero amount due on this bond, or perhaps there's 500,000 due on this bond. And the seller will have to ensure that this amount is paid up before the conveyancer actually takes the original title deed and takes that original bond and lodges it at the deeds office and cancels the bond at the deeds office. That is when the bond is cancelled.
You mentioned something so important because you're bringing up the conveyancer. And I think for those people who perhaps might not be fully experienced in selling and purchasing property, I haven't sold the property just yet, but it's interesting to understand the legal aspects that we need to be mindful of that could also add up in terms of costs that would be associated with settling a bond quite early.
Yes. You know, fortunately, the conveyancing cost comparatively for the cancellation of a bond is not too expensive. It's approximately like a 5,000 rand per bond. And if you're cancelling like more than one bond, it could be like maybe like 7,000 or 8,000 rand. So it's not... the conveyancer's fee is not as much compared to when you actually... transferring a property where the costs are much more and where you will have to pay the receiver of revenue, you know, like transfer duty or VAT or something, or fees in that respect. With the cancellation of a bond, it's more simple. The procedure is more simple.
A very important element that you're sharing with us here this evening, Shahida. If you have just joined us, we are in conversation with Shahida Hussain. She is a property lawyer at Gwina Attorneys, helping us understand the steps to take for an early bond cancellation. We've set the theme for understanding what would actually qualify as a bond, early bond cancellation, and that would either be one selling their property before having settled that bond, or either settling and paying up a bond a lot quicker than the original payment term that was agreed on, or if you decide to switch your banks because you've perhaps received a more competitive interest rate on your loan. Shahida, I'm also quite intrigued to, as you say, there's a process involved. You need to alert the bank at least within a 90-day period, failing which that will lead to some discrepancies or fees and penalties that might be charged. But I'm also keen, I guess, to fully comprehend and understand for South Africans, you know, when this might be a viable option. As we said, selling is pretty self-explanatory. Switching banks, you know, might take a little bit more research from individuals, but many financial advisors might say, well, you can quickly pay off your bond. And would that mean that cancelling the bond would be a viable option versus having an access bond where you still have access to the additional funds that you had paid out? So instead of getting an additional loan, you just make use of that money that you already used to pay off your bond. I know I'm putting you in a corner here because you're a lawyer, not a financial advisor. But in terms of what you've witnessed clients doing and seeing, what themes appear to be quite evident?
What is evident is clients sometimes they pay off the bond and they get it cancelled by a conveyancer at the deed office. So that the original title deed and the bond remains with the bank, right? And you cannot... sell the property or further bond the property or do anything with that property without that original title deed and the bond. They are of the view that this bond is cancelled once it's paid up, but that's not the case, you know. The bond has to be cancelled at the deeds office. Secondly, should you cancel your bond? Now, if you have like a flexi reserve on that facility, then many, and you think that you will be using this flexi reserve again, then it may be a viable option not to cancel the bond and keep that access to those funds available to you in future so that you don't have to pay bond registration costs again in order to have access to a bond. because that facility is there already. So what you can do is maybe pay up your bond or and they have to leave this facility open. You will be paying like certain bank fees, a minimal amount of bank fees and so forth. But you need to advise the bank as well. You know what? I don't want to cancel this bond. And please do keep it open for me and leave the leave that option open in order for you to have access to those funds again.
Can one leave it open indefinitely and not stuck to the original payment term?
You can leave it some of the banks close it automatically if the bond is paid up. So that is why it's very important to speak to go into your bank and speak to your bankers and advise them, you know what, that you require this bond to be kept open. And at times they will tell you, you know, leave a portion of outstanding funds in the bond, like perhaps like 10 grand in that bond account, and make our monthly payments towards that 10,000 grand, so that the bond stays open all the time. And it's not automatically closed by the bank because the bond is paid up. Mm-hmm. Now, different banks work differently. Therefore, I suggest that your listeners, if they do want this facility, then they speak to the bankers directly.
Always important to start with the bankers directly, as you say, because terms and conditions differ hectically. I'm keen to understand what are some of the additional typical mistakes that a lot of property owners might make here, Shahida. As you said, it's not making sure that they, you know, notify the bank within 90 days. But are there some other faux pas that we might make?
Yes. What does happen as well is if you're paying for property insurance via this bank and you cancel your bond, right? At times, especially if there's a transfer involved, the bank might cancel this property insurance automatically, right? If there's no transfer involved and you've paid up your bond, but you don't want to cancel the insurance over the property, you need to advise the bank, you know what? I need this insurance to be in place. Mm. I don't want to cancel it, so that you don't have other issues because this property insurance has been cancelled. In a similar vein, you might have life insurance being deducted from your bond account. So you need to be very wary that these insurances are not automatically cancelled, you know, when your bond is cancelled.
That's a very important point that you mentioned, because a lot of people might actually forget that, and then any kind of damage happens to your property, and then you actually have to foot the bill yourself from your pocket.
Yes, and also what clients sometimes do as well is they fail to make their monthly payments towards the bond because they think, you know what, the bond is under cancellation, the conveyancer may have received cancellation figures from the bank, and there's a guarantee issued, and they fail to make those monthly payments. So when the matter is up and ready for registration at the deeds office to cancel, what the conveyancer does is they will go back to the banker and find out what is the final amount due by the client before this bond is cancelled. And the bank says, no, there is still a certain amount due because the bank, because the client hasn't been paying regularly towards the monthly installment. And that is another problem that, you know, we have during these transactions.
Indeed. Very important elements that we need to be mindful of there, Shahida. Shahida, I guess just as a brief reminder to our listeners who have been participating in this conversation, for anyone who is looking to participate in an early bond cancellation, whether they're selling their property, switching banks, or have actually paid up their bond, are there other elements that they need to be mindful of as we wrap up this conversation, just to make sure that they do things in alignment with the correct way and avoiding any necessary penalties and unnecessary admin headaches at the end of the day?
Yes, there's just one more issue that I would like to bring up, and that is once you've given the bank notice of cancellation that you intend to cancel your bond, you will not be able to withdraw funds from that account. Like even if you have like a flexi bond facility on that account. Mm-hmm. So if you do require funds from an account, it must be done before this cancellation notice is given.
Uh-huh.
Because all funds are yeah, you don't have that access anymore once that cancellation request is given to the bank. And it does happen that clients may change their mind that after this cancellation procedure has begun and they wish to have access to a certain amount of funds, then the conveyancing attorney will instruct the bankers and advise them thereof. They will put a stop to the cancellation process and thereafter withdraw the funds and this whole process can start again.
Fantastic. Very valid points that you've given us there, Shahida, and we certainly have been taking notes, listening very carefully to those who might be in the fortunate position to actually have to cancel their bond early on, whether for switching for better rates or settling their debt a lot quicker, or even looking to sell that property for an alternative. Shahida, we appreciate your time this evening and really grateful for the feedback you've given us. That's Shahida Hussain, property lawyer at Gwina Attorneys.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.